I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Italy's Valpolicella region is famous for its red wines. They're among the highest rated in the country. The region near the northern city of Verona produces other things, too. There's a big cement factory there, for instance. The owners want to expand it. Among those opposed to the idea are Valpolicella's wine producers. They include a direct descendant of Italy's greatest poet, Dante. The BBC's Mark Duff sent us this report from northern Italy.
The vineyards are deserted, a dusting of snow shrouds the vines, and the spirit of Dante Alighieri is being invoked to do battle for the heart and soul of Valpolicella. Dante may have been here before. As he wanders through purgatory in the second part of his masterpiece, The Divine Comedy, he ponders the wonders of winemaking. In his Inferno 2, the landscape is strangely familiar, according to his direct descendant, Count Pieralvise Sarego Alighieri.
He describes something like a big natural stone bridge that we have here on the hills. He described the same things in the Inferno, and the description is very, very similar to what we have. It will be very possible that he also walk through this lands where we are walking now together.
For 21 generations, the Alighieri family has made fine wine here at Gargagnago, ever since the poet was exiled to Verona and his son Pietro bought this land. They still make Amarone here in the traditional way, using bamboo drying racks.
So the grapes, they lose weight, water, the sugar becomes more concentrate, and finally when we press the grapes, the result is juice is very rich in sugar that after the fermentation times becomes a wine very rich in alcohol. Rich but still gentle. So Amarone is what we call a gentle giant. It's a wine that helps you to better understand what is going on around you. It opens your mind, I think.
But Valpolicella is under threat, a victim of its own beauty and of unbridled development. Holiday homes and light industry are spreading through the vineyards like a virus. Surveying his estate, the Count is worried.
This land had not changed for about 2,000 years. Then, in the last 60 years, everything has changed. So what Dante could say, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't recognize what is now Valpolicella.
A short drive from Gargagnago is a very different vision of Valpolicella.
We are looking at the kilns that are, you know, still pipes, and inside of them the material flows while the kiln rotates, and to become from marl, it becomes cement.
The cement works here at Fumani has become symbolic of the battle for Valpolicella. Critics hate it. They play on the Dante connection, describing it as an inferno that threatens the earthly paradise of Valpolicella.
Okay, grazie.
We over here see all the emission parameters, and we have to look at them and check them and be sure that everything goes properly.
Giuseppe Fais is the work's technical director. In the calmer surroundings of the control room, he's keen to show off its environmentally friendly credentials.
As you see, the daily average is less than half of the limit. See, all parameters are well below the limits.
So you are, you know, environmentally responsible?
Yes.
Producers here.
C'è anche un problema di salute, oltre che economico.
Over a lunch of risotto alla Amarone, Mimo Conchi explains why such assurances don't carry much weight with him. He's president of a local group fighting those plans for a new state-of-the-art furnace and chimney that comes with it. For Mimmo Conchi, this is a battle for the soul of Valpolicella, one that pits developers and industrialists against environmentalists and winemakers. It's also personal. In particular, he sees the cement plant's fumes as a direct threat to the health of local children.
40 anni fa fare un cementificio a ridosso di un centro abitato era possibile.
40 years ago when they built the cement plant, there wasn't a problem because not many people lived here. Today, there's a populated area, so people are being contaminated. So the first problem is health, especially children breathing in waste fumes. The second problem is not to make it worse. It's got to be better to reduce industry, not increase it.
This is an old document, go back to the 23rd of April, 1353. So this was the first document comproving purchase made by the Alighieri's family here in Gargagnago, in Valpolicella.
Back at Gargagnago, the wine flows, and the Count contemplates his illustrious ancestors' links to the land which he now works. Of one thing he's certain, that the poet would have approved of his fight to save Valpolicella for future generations.
Dante's presence is very important in our family, of course. We have the fortune to carry on this great name, so Dante's is always behind us.
You think he'd approve of your battle to save this landscape?
I'm sure there is a sort of paradise that must be keep in like a paradise. I'm sure that Dante is helping me in this battle.
The post-war dash for development has seen vast areas of Italy disappear under brick and concrete. Tiny areas remain unspoilt and under siege from developers, from holidaymakers, and from those fleeing the hustle and bustle of city life. Valpolicella is one of them. In the process, the cement works at Fumani has become an unwitting symbol of the battle to preserve what little remains of what Italians still like to call the Bel Paese, the beautiful country.
The BBC's Mark Duff reporting from Valpolicella, Italy.